Bobby Rivers, alone in a world that doesn't want him. We can rebuild him, make him better than he was before. Better, stronger, blacker. Mocha.
Folks, thank you for listening to us right now. This is Bobby Rivers with Mocha. Thank you for putting some mocha in your mix. Mocha stands for man of a certain hue and age. As I've said before, we are old school and proud of it, and we have got stuff to talk about. Mm-hmm. The big Hollywood story right now. Oh, Keith Price, you know everybody is buzzing about Harvey Weinstein.
Yes, they are, honey. Hello.
We've got to talk about the man of Miramax and maybe catch up on some Will and Grace action. So, folks, you know, he is my favorite man on Broadway who can cover theater like nobody can, and he's got his own podcast. Keith, tell them where they can find your podcast.
Oh, my God. It's Keith Price's Curtain Call, available now as a featured podcast on BroadwayWorld.com, as well as iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Mixcloud, and SoundCloud.
I am so proud of you being incorporated on Broadway World. That is so cool.
It has really been a nice little dream, I have to say, because it's one of these moments now. It's very interesting that since my departure from Sirius over a year and a half ago, that this is the first time now when I talk about doing theater, when I have to send things out to say that I'd like to talk to someone, and they say that they see that the podcast is on Broadway World. That's all they care about. They don't even care about the fact that I have all those episodes, and they don't care. So,
it's like if you were signed with a very a big agent.
Yes.
You wouldn't have to say, oh, I've done this. They went, you're with this agency? Come on in.
But it's not. That's alas. People of color got to do it themselves.
It's the truth. And speaking of, come on in. Let's just go right into the big story.
Yes.
Harvey Weinstein. Now, I have never met him. I have never interviewed him in all the times that I've been an entertainment news reporter. I will say, and maybe I hope I don't sound judgmental, but I would look at Harvey and I would always get this hunch that there seems to be something unsavory going on there. I know you're powerful and you will tell people that you're powerful, but I just had a hunch that there was something else going on.
Something deeper.
I never expected all this.
Well, you know what's so funny? I can say that I did not specifically interview him, but I was in the room when he was being interviewed when I was back at Sirius. And I remember getting a moment of a question, and I did get a picture of him somewhere, which, of course, now I have to take down like Bill Cosby. But but I will say, being in his presence, after all the things that I've read about him since then, I totally could see it. It never, like, having been in the space with him, and I mean, mind you, he just came in to do the interview. He was pushing his product, so he was on message and on point. Right. But if you could have seen the way the people around him were working, that's what gives it away. And so, you know, you can tell when someone's working for somebody that's really pleasant.
right. You can.
And there's a team of them, and they're all pleasant. It's like, they didn't look happy then, and that was at least 5-6 years ago. So I can only imagine what those poor people were going through.
And as of the story, just, you know, it looks like more women are just coming forward. You know, like yesterday it was like maybe two or three, and this morning it was like Twitter. They were up to 140 characters,
and all of these celebrity names. Haven't you noticed as of late?
Yes.
A lot of celebrity names.
And I think that it probably goes back to like before people were texting.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because you don't hear that any of these women got on a cell phone and texted 911, I need some help right now.
Well, you know
so it was.
Oh, Bobby. I just, you know, I hesitate to say it because I know that when we say it, it's going to sound really shady. But, you know, when I saw that Gwyneth Paltrow had her moment in the New York Times, and, you know, we heard Angelina Jolie called in and spoke to someone there, and Cate Blanchett had something else to say. And I thought about it, and I was like, okay, so these women, these specific women, were butt up against him. And even Nathan Lane, actually, there was a thing in BroadwayWorld.com yesterday.
Yes, I read that about Nathan Lane.
You know, but the thing is, with all of these star women that have been attached to this whole process and they're giving their 2 cents worth. These women were in that moment of dealing with him in such a way that they were very aware of his behavior. But at no point in time, you know, I guess, what is it? Gwyneth told Brad and Brad said something to what's his name and that, you know, but Gwyneth's mother is also Blythe Danner.
I think Danner. Brad threatened to punch him out.
Yeah. But Gwyneth Paltrow's mother is Blythe Danner and her father is Bruce Paltrow, who was like a big TV to do something or another. So it's right. not as if she was somebody that he would have done something really heinous like that too and gotten away with it. You know what I'm saying? Right. And so she was able to dismiss his advances and, you know, some of those folks were able to dismiss their advances because A, their talent was whatever it was, and then B, they were there. But what I kept thinking about was, what about all of those unfortunate actresses in between the Gwyneth and the Kates and the stuff?
Because having, you know what, I'm going to use a person that we've watched on TV. As an example, Kim Coles, the underappreciated, extremely talented Kim Coles, who was on Living Single.
Who's going to be she's a director now, too. Go ahead.
Good.
That's a good upset. Yes.
She and I were, like, a few years ago on the phone talking about, you know, like little rough times we've had in our careers. Uh-huh. And she told me this funny story about a time when she had borrowed clothes and she looked great and she's on a red carpet for an award show. And she said, son, I had exactly 38 cents in my purse and nothing in my bank account.
Oh my
38
God.
Cents. But I understood. She said, you know, people think, hey, it's glamour. You're on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. And the point of that conversation was, yes, but being people of color, you need to be seen so someone will keep you in mind for work.
Yep.
So that's the reason why you're on red carpet is you're trying to get some other
employment, honey. Because whatever you're promoting on the red carpet is done.
Yeah,
so
that's
on
true.
To next one, honey.
And
wow.
I think with a lot of these, I have the feeling that with a number of those young women, they were in a position of they're just getting by. They're maybe new to the business. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get work. This man is extremely powerful. He's got an intense gravitational pull, and they're in a situation where, and it's about the power.
Right.
And I'm saying this as a guy who knows one of the Cosby accusers. Do I take legal action? But Hollywood is really a town where you may never work again.
True.
When you're dealing with
someone like Harvey Weinstein.
Fear. They were like marbleized in fear. But when other women started coming forth, they went, okay, you know what? I'm getting over the shame, and the truth will set you free.
Right. But again, though, it's sort of like it's still these names of the major people that we hear that have had issues or mentioned that he was this kind of way, you know, the Ashley Judds and stuff of the world. But at no time when their careers changed to where they kind of had a sense of power, did they think about going back and dealing with him or going back and keeping him away from all of those young women behind them that unfortunately don't have Gwyneth Blythe Danner as a mama. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. You're right. Like, how did it? I think Tom Hanks said this today, which I agree with him. How did it go along this far? How did it get this far? Apparently, what is the reporter's name? Ronan Farrow? Had the story and took it to NBC some time ago, and NBC nixed it.
Of course.
My theory is that I think in situations like this, somebody knows something.
Right.
And the corporate side of NBC may have thought, well, you know what? When the Oscars are held, we have a network morning show and we fly our whole crew out there to be on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And we hired a member of the Bush family who had no TV experience, never majored in journalism in school. He majored in water polo and we put him on Access Hollywood and he'll be on the red carpet. So do we want to jeopardize having access to the big stars?
Right.
By going with this story.
Well, I mean, it's about the dollars and the cents of it all. Because, again, you know, in the end, I think one of the reasons why they were able to say, okay, he's got to go, is because somebody did a quick cost analysis study. You know how they got those actuarians to come in and do, like, that wonder math and figure out all kinds of crazy stuff? And they probably were like, you know, it's going to be really cheaper if we just get rid of him. than it is to keep him and allow him to, women, you know.
Then we're making movies.
Then we're making movies again. But what's so sad, though, is just like Bill Cosby, to me, yeah. I think that he has his legacy now of creating this sense of independent film and you know, independent films making it to the big time. Like, that whole journey and that whole cavalcade of stars that have come behind that, like, every one of them now is tainted to me. Because, like, when I look now at Cate Blanchett and I look at all of these women that have said, oh, well, Harvey Weinstein did this, like, they're all saying stuff now, but the question is what did he really do to them? I mean, you know what I'm saying? And what did they let go of, or what they bothered to tell? You know, he said something really rude to me. Versus he pulled down his pants and ran around his, you know, thing in the bathrobe naked. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
And so
it gets really complicated because I think on Mira Sorvino on Twitter tweeted her support for women coming forward with their truth about him. Uh-huh. And this type of toxic masculinity has to end, which I agree.
Yeah.
It does need to end. But then somebody might come along and say, well, that's very nice, Mira Sorvino, but you got your Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in a film directed by Woody Allen.
Okay. You know? Shh. Shh. Right. Do you want to say to her? Just shush, darling. Shush. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. You can't. It's like, I'm speaking this now, but you're right. It's like, and not for nothing, and I'm going to say this, and it's going to be shady, because that's what ultimate winds up happen when you got two queens talking in a room. That, you know, where has Mira Sorvino been up until now? Truth be told, it is. Just saying. Just asking. Not shade. It's just a query. Just a query. We're not trying to be shady.
I guess we'd be seeing her on Dancing with the Stars pretty soon. Well, because she's just been out of the limelight that long.
Maybe she thinks her career's not that over. No, but I'm just...
That's true.
Because you know, the celebrity that said it best, Snooki... Dancing with the Stars is where your career goes when you're dead. So, just saying. So, I'm sure Mira is very, very viable at this particular juncture in time. However, again, where you been at? You know what I'm saying?
Now, I have to say this, and you know how long have you known me? And I am not a violent person.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was a man who had a daughter, and I had heard that Harvey Weinstein had done that to my daughter,
it'd have been
what
warm.
Some of these women said. You know, his balls would be hanging from my rear view mirror.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, I would love to know where, you know, did those people get quieted? Did those people get hush money? You know what I'm saying? Like, all kinds of things I'm sure must have happened to keep, you know, Molly Sue from the Steno pool quiet for, you know what I mean? Because she's the only one at this point that doesn't seem to have anything to say.
And all the ramifications, right? Now, people are of course, distancing themselves from him.
Yeah.
BAFTA doesn't want him. We have to wait to see what the Academy is going to do. He has won Oscars for producing Best Pictures. He's even received an award from GLAAD. So now, what happens there?
He received an award from GLAAD and then was roughing up Nathan Lane. Gotta love that shit. Come on, man.
It's just, it's like, what is going to happen? And then part of me thinks, well, this is because, you know, as soon as the story broke, remember when I texted you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. In 6 months, will he have another job? Because you think of all the scandals of the past with white people, mm-hmm. and in 6 months, they wind up getting a new job.
Yep.
Most of them, or
in the case of someone like a Don Imus, they just got their old job back.
Yeah, and that was specifically a case that I was referring to was the Don Imus case, because you called them nappy-headed hoes.
Yeah.
And you're back in 6 months making big money.
Yes, and mistreating people once they come on, because after that particular incarnation, he was given You know, a friend of mine was actually on the show that was in the reincarnation after all of that. And she told me that, yeah, he wasn't that nice. not a nice guy. Especially to the darker hued people.
And that brings up another point. All right, you think of all of these women who have come out against Weinstein now, saying that, you know, they were assaulted, that he was extremely inappropriate behavior.
Right.
And he gets in a jet and goes to Arizona for rehab. And I'm thinking, if you were black, you'd have gone to prison. Like, how do you get?
No, if you were black, first of all, you'd be Bill Cosby. Like, here's the thing. The difference between him and Bill Cosby is that one uses his power as his only method, and the other one uses his power and a little bit of a black molly or a little sedative to get the party started. So, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but they're both doing the exact same thing, except what's so awful is that the level of acceptance of the behavior for this that long, sustained amount of time until it was undone. Like, I still would like to hear from, you know, that, do you know that model that they released that tape from,
the audio file? That, tape?
Yes, on, the New York Post?
Did you hear that?
Yes!
The part that just really revolted me about that, when she is calling him out on touching her inappropriately, and it's like she's going to get loud. He's like, no, I swear on my children.
Yes.
And it's like, you swear? I really? Okay. Now, what if a man was doing this to one of your daughters? How would you feel about that, Harvey?
I will say this. I have watched another person of that kind of fame say some of the most derogatory things about women. I will not say his name because I don't want to give him any air, but I will say this, that there's a lot of comedians, black comedians, that owe a cute career to him and a couple of other his friends. But needless to say, this particular person, I heard him say some of the most heinous things about a young woman sitting in the room with us at the same time. And I kept thinking, you got daughters, man. Like, if some guy said what you just said about this woman, about your daughter, you would punch them in the throat. It's like,
exactly.
And when I see that, my moment was, there was three questions that came up. When she said, oh my God, you weren't thinking about that yesterday when you touched me, like, inappropriately. My next question was, well, girl, if you knew it was inappropriate yesterday, why are you here today? Not to say that we want to blame the victim, but I mean, you know.
Right.
There's that moment where, okay, you chose to go on to day two out of what? Fear, out of the loss of the power, or the chance to become this, or you think that this is your ticket to wherever it is that you're going to be, yada, yada. Needless to say, that's a terrible, terrible thing to admit to. But yes, you got to add up that day two should have not happened unless your plan was to get him on that tape, which is what seems to have happened. So
that's what, yeah, right.
So that's fine if that's what your goal was. But I just really question all of that. And again, why are we hearing that tape now? And how long ago did that happen? Did that happen? Was that the straw that broke the camel's back? you know what I mean? Or was that something that happened in 1995?
Or maybe, you know what? Or maybe to take another step back, it's of the time. Maybe women have said, okay, we've had enough.
Right.
We've heard the excess Hollywood tape with Donald Trump. We've got this going on. We are still, as far as in Hollywood sense, we're still fighting for equality. Then I think this sort of toxic masculinity that we're hearing about is a reason why we had so few women directors.
Right.
You know, there's a connection. I think it also has a connection to the diversity and inclusion problems.
Absolutely.
Why? Because a lot of these women they felt the shame. They were in fear, fear of speaking out that they may never work again.
Right.
And I know I have. Not just black folks. I've talked to Latino folks and Asian folks who have gone through some brutal exclusions, you know, not being considered for parts or just trying to get representation. The things we've talked about before.
Yes.
And they're taught, well, I can't talk about it in public because I may never work again. And then you think, I'm not working now.
shit. I might as well say something. At least there'll be a reason.
I might as well say something.
Because yeah, at least if you tell people now, well, the reason I don't have a job is because I spoke out about sex and stuff, you know, then at least there's a reason behind it besides the fact that you're not working and you had this awful thing happen and you're not telling anybody about it because you're afraid that you're not going to work anymore, but you're not working now. And exactly. If you don't tell someone about it, I always think, though, in the end, it's like, all of those women in between the Gwyneths and the Kate Blanchetts and the Angelina Jolies that just didn't get, they weren't lucky enough to be those three or four women, those Mira Sorvinos, they weren't lucky enough to be those women who may have been, they may have encountered his roughness or grossness or whatever that is you want to call it, and were able to say, well, he's not going to touch me.
Right.
I'm, you know, yes, he may say vile things to me, but I'm Ashley Judd, God damn it. You know what I mean? Or he can say that to me. I'm Kate Blanchett. This is the thing. They somehow meant to be able to get away from it unless they're lying about that too. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking about all of those women that Roger Ailes allegedly from Fox had his way with over the years. And the question that I have to many of those women, and I know it sounds terrible, but it's sort of like at some point when you're in this room and there's six of you blonde women, because everybody's blonde there, six of you blonde women.
It's the Fox Blondes.
You know, and you're all saying that this man at one point in time, at some point in time in the course of the time that you all have been in this space together, has been inappropriate, saying things, done things for you, done these things. He's done all of this to six of you blondes. And because the six of you are so afraid of losing the job where this disgusting man is standing in the way of it, and he's doing all of these things to you, but you're not saying anything to each other and you're not saying anything to anyone because you're still worried about keeping a job where a man is like basically chasing you around. Like, that's a terrible, terrible situation for anybody to be in, especially because that's where women tend to be most of the time. But I think at the same time, it's sort of like, that innate sense of competitiveness that I have witnessed, I'm going to say, specifically with women, I've witnessed it, that sometimes even when they're in the middle of a bad situation, they don't want to help each other, you know? And I think that's what's unfortunate, because that's society that's done that to them. You know what I mean?
And so now we're seeing that more of them want to help each other.
Exactly. Like, be like, you know what, we need to, you know, this mother scratcher just said to me, you know what we need to do? Girl, I was in the office last week, and he came up to me and said,
I had a broadcast agent for a short time, and wherever he is, he should only stay there. There were a couple of other members of the Screen Actors Guild who were also represented by him and left. So I booked myself an infomercial, and I was the principal. So we're at lunch. There was a group of young women who were background actors in it. Three of them were seated at the same table, and one started talking, said, oh, how did you get here? And she mentioned an agent. She went, oh yeah, and they all had the same, and I said, oh, I gotta listen to this, mm-hmm. because it's the guy that I used to be represented by. And one said to the other two, so did he ask you for a swimsuit photo when you went to meet with him? And they went, yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
The first one said, you know, you really don't need to take a swimsuit photo. It's just a headshot. But he asks all the women and they were all on to him.
Ew.
And she was just passing the information along.
Wow.
And the point is, whenever there's some kind of shady behavior, somebody knows.
Somebody knows. Somebody knows. So, I mean, you know, and the thing is like I said, it's a terrible thing that has happened. And I guess because we could sit here as men and be like, well, you know, that had never happened to us. But I mean, you know, I've heard stories about, you know, some gay men at work having had things said to them, you know, things.
I have too. I thought about that with this. In fact, I thought, boy, what if a man comes out and says Harvey harassed him?
Yeah.
Because if he is a true sexual addict, it's not about gender. It's about power.
But you know, the thing is that I think he uses the power in a different way over men.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that he's got all of these men that all want to be him, look like him, act like him. Well, not necessarily look like him, but act like him and have his kind of swagger. And so that, you know, and that's where men will wind up falling into the category of doing stuff that they probably would normally not do or be ashamed of having done in order to
turn a blind eye to what he's doing, mm-hmm. knowing that it's wrong.
Exactly. Because, you know, again, everyone's worrying about their own paycheck, which, you know, that's the unfortunate part about that. That's where the power is. But again, you know, I have to say these young women, God bless your souls. And I just wish that there was a way for them to understand that in the end, there's no job worth all of that. There just isn't. It really isn't. It's like, and are you that lacking in skills of other places or not willing to search your soul for other skills so that when you find yourself in a position like that, you can maybe have a better choice for yourself, which is, you know what, I went to nursing school. You know what I mean?
Like, I got something else to do.
It's like, I got a college degree.
And I might add, and if you are in a situation in which a big character like mm-hmm. Harvey Weinstein, which it was reported that he did, blocks the door, I say, pick up a chair and hit him in the head
with it. That's right. Because in the end, who is the person that least wants the police to be there? It ain't you. Because then nobody know who you are. You know what I'm saying? She's the one talking about it. He's the one saying, I'm a famous and on the eye, the souls of my children. And he's got the whole lot more to lose if the police were roll up in this bitch. So you tell him, guess what, Mr. Harvey Weinstein? You ain't keeping me in here. What's wrong with you? You better get your fat ass away from the door. And again, you know, there's something else now that I'm sitting here being as sassy as, like, where are the sisters? He ain't trying none of that with no sisters, did he?
One? We haven't seen one so far.
I'm waiting.
We're recording. There hasn't, because if he had a sister up there who was like Taraji on Empire, he'd be in a petri dish right now.
But I mean, wasn't Benjamin Button a Miramax film?
You know, was it Benjamin Button?
Or one of their next incarnation after their Miramax?
I don't know.
We'd have to ask. But I mean, I'm just saying. But I guarantee
Benjamin Button
you
was the guy who threatened to punch Harvey out. It was
exactly
Brad Pitt.
So I would venture to say that we ain't gonna find, you know, Viola may have put up with people calling her names and coming for her snothing, but let a mother scratcher put his hand on her.
Oh yeah.
Because Julius Ten and her husband was not gonna have that.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying? And and the rest of Black America, honey, will be standing outside his office waiting to clock him, put his hands on Viola. But that's what I'm saying, you know? But before Viola became who she is, I'm sure that there's a couple of good stories about, you know, some inappropriate men trying to get their jungle fever on, if you know what I'm saying.
And speaking of that, then we heard from James Vanderbeek?
Yes.
And Terry Crews. Now, I know some people may be thinking, but Terry Crews is a big muscle
giant
man.
Football
it
player.
Makes no difference.
It makes no difference. I mean, you know, and the thing is that, again, there's no excuse for the behavior. It's like, I just wish that people could just be allowed to just do what they do and be moved on by their merits and stop all the crap. But unfortunately, because we put so much stock and cachet in some of the dumbest things in this world, idiots like this man, for some reason, and you know what's so fierce? Is like him having done what he's done and things gone by the way that they've gone by, we have managed to dispose of him very quickly, yet we still got this president in office after him grabbing vaginas and carrying on. And
don't get started.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, how did
don't
that
get
happen?
Started. I just, you know what? Oh, never apologize to the Central Park Five.
Nope.
Black and Latino men.
Of course not.
And you think the straight line to, oh, I forgot to criticize the Tiki Torchbearer Nazis, you know, and Puerto Rico. Oh, those are predominantly people of color? Hey, you know you owe us money.
It's like, I know you're right in the middle of a tragedy, but I would just like to remind you that you still owe me that $20.
Here's some brawny paper towels for you.
Clean that up for me. You know, but again, so here we are in a world where this is what's happening. And I mean, and I feel like I'm glad to see that something has happened and something quickly has happened. But I also question how quickly it's happened, if that makes sense. How quickly the wave of punishment
the
and swiftness
fell.
Is like.
Yeah.
Exactly. And is it an inside job that somebody really wanted to get at him? you know, someone's been holding and sitting down on this information for the last however many years this has been going on, and nobody has said anything to this day until last week. And now everybody's acting as if it's like, you know, a fire emergency scenario. It's like, well, where the f*** has everybody been for the last however long that they've been watching and witnessing and turning blind eyes and doing it? It's like...
I mean, you think about it. You mentioned Gwyneth Paltrow, but you think when she won the Oscar for Shakespeare in Love, which is like years ago, and apparently this inappropriate, you know, Harvey and Gwyneth action took place, I guess, before Shakespeare in Love. So it's been years.
Yes, it's been years
of this.
And again, I told my boyfriend and he took care of it. That's great, and that's wonderful for you. But
what
now
about
you
the
know,
other women? That
but exactly,
victims?
That aren't lucky enough to be dating Brad Pitt at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, darn the rest of you girls.
What about the poor personal assistants who had to watch this cavalcade of mess?
Exactly, and there they are, stuck in the middle, as they say. But I mean, you know, that's how it rolls.
And that's right. Oh, here, this is for you. What is it? It's called a disclosure contract. You can hold
this. Which I'm sure plenty of people have signed those. What are they? NDAs, non-disclosure agreements?
Non-disclosure.
So not only are you, you know, if you didn't know that he was a predator like that before you signed that contract, once you find out, you're f***ed. And that's how they get you too. So, I mean, if that's the case as well.
That. What is this? Well, it's a paper saying that you will not tell anyone that I masturbated into a potted plant. Why are there two copies? One's for the potted plant.
Because we live in such a litigious society. Got to even watch them damn trees, man. Oh my God, Bobby, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? They're making entertainment so hard to enjoy now.
They are. So we're going to wait to see what happens. Apparently, Harvey is in rehab now. Will more women come forth? Will a male come forth? Will he be working again in 6 months? How big a golden parachute is he going to get? You know, how financially secure is he going to be? Lord, 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 Lord.
That sounds like the end of the... You remember when Carol Burnett used to do her the show, the soap opera show with...
Yes!
That's exactly... The way you read the ending, it was just sort of like, I'm waiting for the organ music to go on underneath. Because it feels like a soap opera.
It really is. And then in a few years, who will play Harvey Weinstein in the movie?
Jabba the Hutt. They still got that costume.
If he slims down...
I'm sorry, Jabba, you're going to have to take off a couple of pounds.
You got to drop a few. Why? Because. Oh, wow.
There he is, Harvey Weinstein, making it hard for fat people to get laid now, too. Thanks, Harvey.
Thank you.
Not only is it hard enough for broke people to get laid, but now if you're broke and fat, you're screwed.
So what you going to do? Well, I say, let's get out of here and get a bite to eat.
Yes, honey, yes.
All right, folks, we're going to go out. We got more Mocha coming up for you after a short break.
Mocha.